March 3rd, 1922. The Celestial Farmer sows his word. Continuing in my usual state, my sweet Jesus came, but without saying anything to me, all taciturn and afflicted to the summit. And I, "What is it, Jesus, that you don't speak? If you're alive to me, your word is food for me, and I cannot fast. I am very weak, and I feel the continuous necessity of nourishment in order to grow and maintain myself strong." And Jesus, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, I too feel the necessity of some food, and after I have nourished you with my word, that same word chewed by you, having converted into blood, germinates the food for me. And if you cannot fast, neither do I want to fast. I want the requital of the food that I gave you, and then I will come back again to nourish you. I feel great hunger. Hurry, let me satiate myself." I remained confused. I didn't know what to give him, since I have never had anything. But Jesus, with both hands, took my heartbeat, my breath, my thoughts, the affections, the desires, changed into many little globes of light, and he ate them, saying, "This is the fruit of my word. These are my own things. It is right that I eat them." Then he seemed to take a little rest, and afterwards he added, "My daughter, now it is appropriate that I set to work again, to work the soil of your soul, so as to be able to sow the seed of my word in order to nourish you. I act like a farmer when he wants to sow in his field. He forms little trenches, makes some furrows, and then sows in them the seeds. And again, he covers with earth the little trenches and the furrows in which he has sown the seeds, so as to keep them sheltered and give them the time to germinate, to then harvest them, increase the hundredfold, to make of them his food. But he is careful not to put too much earth over them, otherwise he would suffocate his seeds and would make them die under the earth, and he would run the risk of remaining on an empty stomach. Now, so I do. I prepare the little trenches. I form the furrows. I enlarge the capacity of her intelligence to be able to sow my divine word, and therefore form the food for me and for her. Then I cover the little trenches and the furrows with earth, which is humility, nothingness, the annihilation of the soul, some little weakness or misery of hers. This is earth, and it is necessary that I take it from her because I lack this earth. And so I cover everything, and I wait with joy for my harvest. Now, do you want to know when too much earth is placed over the seed? When the soul feels her miseries, her weaknesses, her nothingness, and she afflicts herself. She thinks about it so much as to waste time, and the enemy uses this in order to cast her into disturbance, discouragement, despondency. This is all earth in excess over my seed. Oh, how my seed feels itself dying! How it struggles to germinate under this earth! Many times these souls tire the celestial farmer, and he withdraws. Oh, how many other souls such as these! And I, my love, am I one of these? And he, no, no, One who does my will is not subject to forming earth that suffocates my seed. Rather, many times I find not even humility, but only their nothingness, which produces little earth, and I can only place one layer of it over my seed. And the sun of my will quickly fecundates it, and it germinates, and I make great harvests to then quickly return to sow my seed again. And besides, you can be sure of this. Don't you see how very often I return to sow new seeds of truths into your soul? Now, as he was saying this, sadness appeared on the face of Jesus, and taking me by the hand, he carried me outside of myself and showed me deputies and ministers all distraught, as if they themselves had prepared a big fire and remained wrapped in its flames themselves. One could see sectarian leaders who, tired of waiting to rail against the church, either wanted to be left free to wage bloody fights against her, or wanted to withdraw from governing. They saw the ground missing under their feet because of finances as well as other things. And in order not to make a bad impression, they wanted to withdraw from holding the lot of the nation. But who can say everything? And Jesus, all sorrowful, said, "Terrible. Terrible is the preparation. They want to do things without me, and everything will serve to confound them."